Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Billings. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Josh Billings. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boom Boom Beck. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Boom Boom Beck. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warner. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Brannan reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Woodall reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Billings covering, for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Betancourt. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to third for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult throws the ball into Brannon who tags Tavener trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heilman scores. McManus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is called out on strikes. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billings can't make a play. That's a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brannon hits a pop-up towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0 for 1 in the game. Billings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billings moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billings moves to third. Warner moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billings scores. Warner scores. Rice moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Tavener moves to second. Two outs. Josh Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0 for 2 in the game. Billings is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Warner reaches third base with a triple. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warner tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Fothergill steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-3 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 9-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brannon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Schult reaches second base with a double. Mainisch moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue is hit by the pitch. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavener. Mainisch scores. Schult scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 9-4, Tigers. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Betancourt moves to second. Wally Shang pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is hit by the pitch. Betancourt moves to third. Mannion moves to second. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Betancourt scores. Mannion moves to third. Shang moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Tigers. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brannan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. 1 out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. Blue moves to second. It's 9-6, Tigers. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mannion hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Warner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warner moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Warner scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6. Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. One out. It's 12-6, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Wilson pinch hits for General Crowder. Frank Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNeely strikes out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Maynish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Browns 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Blaholder now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Blue moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.